to the truly unusual, the last piece on tonight's program is the Marimba Concerto, After Hampton, by Minnesota-based composer Libby Larson. I heard this piece live a few years ago in an extremely exciting performance by the Women's Philharmonic in San Francisco, with the Philharmonic's percussionist playing, and I was just blown away by it. Among other things, it was visually very arresting. This gorgeous blonde marimba player was center stage, surrounded by other percussion instruments and players. In other words, the players we usually see in the back of the orchestra were in front. Then I learned that this was Larson's intent, to place in solo positions instruments that were absent in Baroque, classical, and romantic orchestras. The percussion forms a concerto grosso ensemble. The Marimba Concerto was first played by William Morrish with the Long Beach Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta, in 1992. The idea of a marimba concerto set Libby Larson to thinking that the variety and availability of different kinds of music to our modern ears means that a person can move from Bach to James Brown, she said, from Bob Marley to Mozart, from Patsy Cline to Schubert, freely, with democratic ears and no hierarchical preference. The subtitle, After Hampton, comes from Larson's assumptions that after the work of Lionel Hampton in the 1930s and 1940s, the mallet percussion instrumental was established in our culture as a vehicle for principal musical material. The concerto is in three movements. In the opening movement, says Larson, the marimba and the orchestra explore the form of the concerto and challenge each other to rhythmic excursions. After a brief moment of relaxed activity, the rhythmic challenges are taken up again in the form of a musical game, pass the plate. Musical bits are passed quickly among the members of the ensemble in an effort to trick someone into making a mistake. The second movement explores the marimba as a melodic instrument. Because of the way the marimba is constructed and played, the notion of sustained melody changes in our minds. Unlike any of the orchestral instruments in the string, woodwinds, or brass, the marimba cannot sustain a note smoothly in any other way than to tremolo. Peaceful, quiet lines through an even constant motion form the basis for this movement. The final movement explores the marimba as an ensemble member. In many non-Western cultures, the marimba is played by an ensemble of musicians. The third movement takes into account drumming ensembles, Morris dancing, and Polynesian stick dancing by bringing the percussionists forward and asking them to interact in movement in addition to their musical performance. Let's hear it now with John Kinsey playing the marimba and the Colorado Symphony Orchestra conducted by Maren Alsop. Thank you.